Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Now, let me get into two really controversial issues that I want to talk to you about. One is Robbie Robinson. You know, he had that stint where he left a team his first year. I saw him go, obviously went to Peru and
Chile,
I'm sorry. And my man, I mean, he ran and hid like right away. He didn't, you know, I've watched him have moments where he has, like this past week, where he completely lost it right around the box. I hate to use this word, but I see the kid and I see a guy that is still soft, a guy that is still really young, that I have not seen mature and grown into a man yet out on the pitch. What is it with Robbie? What do you see with him? Because here's a guy that I think can get easily intimidated. And in a way, it's almost like I've felt like in the first 2 years, he's a kid that easily folds the tent. And so I'm just wondering, I see a soft player. What do you see with Robbie? And the scary part is he's the most talented player by miles on that team. He's the only guy that could actually scare a defense if he actually played up to his ability. So there is something there. I can see it, but it's still raw. And if he's scared, I don't know if it will ever come out.
So I would disagree with you in saying that he is one of the most talented players on this team, because I don't see it. I don't see a lot of talent there. I see a lot of physical qualities, his speed and his aggressiveness to go at players when he's got space, when he has the ball. But I don't see a player that's technically gifted.
Oh, no.
And
no,
that,
he's a baby still. Yeah, no, he's technically.
No, but technically.
Talk about raw abilities that he has.
But the technical qualities, more or less throughout your career, you have a certain starting point. It's not going to get that much better throughout your career, no matter how much you work on it. That's something you develop at a very young age. So I don't think he's going to get that much better technically throughout his career. So gotcha. I think he's very limited technically. I think he also doesn't have a left foot, which also is part of the technique. He predominantly can only use his right foot. I would say he's, and I don't know Robbie Robinson, personally, other than the interactions we've had with him when we've had interviews. He does seem like a introverted young person, young player.
I hate to say it, but he looks like he's still a mama's boy.
So he seems introverted to me. He seems very introverted. Yeah. Yes. And to me, obviously you have different personalities, different people in locker rooms, but there are players, there are people that command the locker rooms, that command have a commanding presence, and Robbie Robinson does not have that. Maybe that is holding him back. Maybe he needs to let loose a little bit, let himself be freer, or feel more comfortable, or find more confidence. I don't know how he goes about doing that. I don't know how the coaching staff goes about working on that with him, but I do think that there is something that's not letting him fully show what he does have.
He's had several brain farts around the box this year. Like,
well, I think some of those. I think this last week's, I would chalk up to maybe confidence, as in addition to maybe the lack of technical qualities. But other ones throughout the course of the season, to me, they have more to do with his lack of technical skills than they do with the confidence. I do think this last one where he just bundled over the ball in a clear one-on-one opportunity, didn't even get a shot off on the look, which is, you know, it's terrible. It's terrible. And it's unfortunate for Inter Miami. It's unfortunate for him, but it's the reality. Even Ray Hudson, who is usually very complimentary, as you know, you've worked with him side by side. He's usually very complimentary on the TV broadcast for CBS. He even said that's nowhere near close enough for any level of a professional player, something along those lines. And that sounds harsh, but it's the reality. On that play, you have to get the shot off. You have to get the shot off. Yeah. If you miss, if you shoot it high, if the goalkeeper makes the save, it's not great. It's not great. You'd be criticized that if you were any player in any league, because it's one-on-one opportunity, but it's still a soccer movement. It's a soccer play. You can live with that. or maybe not live with that, but it's at least it's more acceptable than not even getting a shot off. That's just unacceptable. But I think it's a testament to the low confidence he has right now. I asked Phil Neville this week if that call up to Chile has impacted his confidence over the course of the last couple months, because the dip in performance levels have coincided with his departure to Chile and then his return, his early return that led to a lot of controversy. If you look at his Instagram page now, he had made a post, you know, saying thank you to Chile for the opportunity, and that, you know, and he got a lot of comments in that moment and got, you know, ripped by Chilean fans. And he initially muted his comment section for a period of time, maybe a week or so upon that happening. He has now returned to having comments on his Instagram, but he has removed that picture. That picture is no longer on his Instagram account. So I think different things have impacted him. I think he's low on confidence. And Phil Neville did say that Robbie Robinson, because he's a young player, he's very aware. He's very aware of his goals, and he needs to score goals. And he maybe thinks about that too much, as opposed to having the killer instinct and being like, all right, well, if I didn't get this one, I'll get the next one. Maybe that's weighing on him as well. I do think there's something there that's holding him back. I just don't know what it is.
He needs. You know what he needs? He needs Tyler Hero swag. If he had Tyler Hero swag, then he would be successful. If he had Jazz Chisholm swag, he would be successful. You know what I'm saying?
Well, look,
that kid has zero swag. He is a mama's boy.
I'll add this because, to be fair to Robbie Robinson, and this doesn't exempt him from this last week's miss, or not even a miss. It wasn't a miss because he didn't take the shot off. This last stretch of games, and this is another example too similar to the one I just used about Kelvin Leerdam, is an example for me of how Phil Neville is not doing a good enough job. Because Robbie Robinson does not have the qualities, and he does not have the performance levels to play up top as a striker, as a number nine. Yet Phil Neville has used them over the last four games there repeatedly, despite Robbie Robinson not generating much of anything. I think he has three shots, zero on target, and zero goals as a number nine.
So and what would you do? You would put Higuain there?
Put Higuain there, put Carranza. You have to, if things aren't working, this is my opinion. If things aren't working and they're proving not to work,
right?
You don't keep banging your head against the wall. You change things up. You try something else. If that doesn't work, then you try something. You can't just continue to bang your head against the wall with the same thing and forcing square pegs, in my opinion, into round holes when they're right. not giving you yeah. results, when it's not producing for you. Robbie Robinson's best games this year have come with him out on the wing. And I get that there's different moments now. The team is not even working, even when that's happened. But putting him up top at the number nine, and again, not this weekend's blunder, but putting him at the number nine repeatedly as a head coach exposes Robbie Robinson to bad moments, to bad games, to criticism from us on the media side, to criticism from fans. So I don't think that you're using Robbie Robinson in his most effective way, in a way that's proven for him to work. And I think that is on Phil Neville as much as it is on Robbie Robinson for not being as cutthroat or having that killer instinct, something else that Phil Neville maybe touched on earlier or this past weekend.
He should have stayed with the Chilean national team, bro.
If he didn't feel it, then I don't blame him for coming back. He shouldn't have gone in the first place.
My point is, he needs to toughen up. And being away from home and being in that kind of an environment would have been the best thing for him, dude. It really would. He needs tough love, bro. I don't know if anybody's giving him tough love or they're afraid that he'll go even deeper into a shell. And if he is going to go deeper into a shell, then you drafted the wrong dude, man.